This week on the Dad.io podcast, we're going to be taking a look at some tech savvy money saving tips. How can you use technology to save some money? And it's a little ironic because we're just coming off of Amazon Prime Day, which we're also going to be talking about. Andrew, how hurt is your wallet after Amazon Prime Day?
I think that we got through about $250.
Oh, okay. You did a lot more than I did. But we'll talk about that and much more coming up right now on the Dad.io podcast. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Andrew.
And we are two guys navigating fatherhood in a digital society.
Life supplies the inputs.
And we supply the outputs. And we are back, going right into the show today, talking about some money-saving tips. But first, we do have to acknowledge that last week, we're just coming off of Amazon Prime Day. Do you want to share for us? I know you said at the beginning there, you spent about $250. What was your loot?
Well, I think a couple of the big ticket items were we bought a new baby gate. That was like $40. We got a wagon, a fold-up wagon. That was about another $40. Got a couple miscellaneous items. I bought the Back to the Future trilogy set.
Oh. Yeah.
I bought some little bit of less exciting things as some labels for my label maker.
What are you labeling?
Well, when you have four kids, you just got to stay organized.
That's fair enough. That's fair.
I mean, you at this rate, you can label anything just to keep organized.
Well, that it probably helps alleviate any dysfunctions that arise from the this is my cup kind of thing. This is your cup kind of thing. So that's probably a good call.
Yeah, I know we're having some fights now over some toys and we're trying to get through a lot of that.
So that's a good way to make sure that you let each child claim their own goods in your home with the label maker.
Yes, we try to we want to teach them how to share, but we also want to teach them that if this is his, it's his.
So was that it? Any like big exciting things or?
No, I think my wife was most excited about a new diaper bag backpack.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wives usually get pretty stoked about the diaper bags.
So. Yeah. We were looking at getting a new diaper bag, and this one was just a good price.
Nice. So we didn't get anything too exciting. I think the most exciting thing, and I feel super lame for even being exciting about it, but we got a new trash can. But it's a smart trash can, and I do kind of do air quotes around that. It basically just has a motion sensor in it that, like, when you wave your hand, it opens the lid for you, and then a couple seconds later, it closes. It's pretty cool, and it was about $65 off, which is a pretty good deal. We've actually been looking at one of these for a while. Our one-year-old is in the stage where he wants to get into everything, wants to touch everything, and our existing trash can, he could open the lid and would just, like, randomly come in with – you know, like a food encrusted paper towel or like a dirty paper plate or something. And so we had to find some solution that would be a little more intuitive to keep him out of it. And this one is good enough that it can kind of tell when it's your hand as opposed to like him just kind of like randomly grabbing up there to try to open it. However, I think it brings up an interesting point that we were talking about before we got started here. About kind of the weird trick behind Amazon Prime Day this year seemed to be, I'm sure it was probably in the years past too, but I didn't notice it as much, but you brought it up and it was something I was going to bring up to you anyway, that I noticed a lot of the deals, so to speak, the lightning deals were advertised as being a percentage off of the price. And, you know, it makes it look like it's a very generous percentage off. But it ended up being the percentage off of the list price, which Amazon never actually sells things at the list price. Everything is discounted somehow. That's their entire business model. Or the list price is kind of a little ridiculous compared to what their normal daily price is. So an item like this trash can was listed as $160 for the list price, but the normal Amazon price was $99, and then they sold it for $65. And so it makes it look like it's a lot better of a deal than what it actually is.
Yeah. So that would have been what the 60-70% discount off the list price, but it's only like 30% off their normal everyday price they sell it for.
Correct. Which it still ended up being a good deal. We had looked at this exact same one in the store before, and even like a discount store that we have in town, we had found this same one and it wasn't nearly as good of a deal. And that was like an open box kind of thing. So it was still a good deal. But I think it brings up a good point about making sure, especially on Amazon, that you're being cognizant of how good of a deal am I really getting as opposed to how good of a deal are they advertising that I'm getting?
Yeah, I think on Amazon Prime Day, they pull in a lot of psychology and different stuff when it comes to marketing their products and try to get the best deal or make it seem like it's the best deal.
So of everything that you got, what was your best deal, you think, as in terms of like an actual deal, not as the advertised deal?
Really, I don't think there was too much. Nothing comes to mind. All the stuff we were getting was stuff that we were planning on getting anyways at some point. So it's not like we were spending a whole bunch of money that we weren't already going to spend. We just saved money on the money that we were already going to spend.
That's kind of where we were at too, because a lot of the stuff that we got was the same thing. We were already planning on getting this thing at some point, and it just so happened that Amazon had it for a good price. One of the interesting ones that we got some spoons for our little guy that are supposed to be this like super, I don't even know how to explain it. They're like a silicone spoon. The list price for two is usually $19, and they had them marked down on a lightning deal for like $8, I think. But the only reason we ended up pulling the trigger on this, because $8 is a ridiculous amount of money to spend for two baby spoons, but the comments were like 5 stars, 700 or 800 people just swearing up and down that these were the greatest baby spoon ever made. So those came today, so I'm very excited to give those a whirl. I just feel super lame because like these are the things that I'm excited about that I got on Amazon Prime Day. I really didn't get anything very exciting that was like a thing for myself or like a technology thing. And I think that was kind of a testament to, I have a lot of the stuff I already want. I don't know how you felt about that. I mean, they did have some good deals on tech stuff and home automation stuff. And I feel like we shared, you know, some of the better deals that we saw out there, but a lot of stuff, I feel like I already have what I need.
Yeah. There were some good deals on some of the Wemo switches. I think if I would have not already had them, I probably would have purchased them, but I already had a couple of them and that kind of fit into what I was doing. There was some good tech stuff, but if you're not already looking for them, there really wasn't anything that was like, oh, I have to get this. I can't let this go.
Yeah, there was no big kind of doorbustery, you know, this is the best price that you're ever going to see it kind of situation. They did have the Ecobee system that you got the two extra room sensors. There we go. Sorry. They had that was a very good deal. That was one of the ones that we had posted on our Facebook page.
That was about $70 off.
Yeah. And a device like that, the price that you're seeing, that's the price that you're going to get it on Amazon. It's generally the same price as you're going to get it if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's.
Yeah, there's not too many discounts on those items.
Correct. So I thought that was a very good deal. My parents were in the market for a new wireless router because they've been having some issues with the one that they got from their ISP that it's not strong enough of a signal up in their bedroom and to power their Roku. And I told them, I said, look, chances are they're probably going to have a really good router deal for Amazon Prime Day. I'll keep an eye out for you and I'll send it to you when I find it. And on day two of Amazon Prime, well, I guess, I don't know, the second half of the 24 hours, whatever, however they did it, they ended up having the Google Wi-Fi mesh router system, the 3-pack for $225, which the list price on that is $299. And that's the cheapest that I have ever seen those go for. And I have that system in my home and absolutely love it. Super easy to set up. I knew it would be perfect for them because it's reliable. I've never had any issues with mine. So I sent that to them and said, look, order this right now. It'll cover your entire house. You won't have any issues with any of your streaming devices. You're going to love this. And my dad had a couple gift cards for Amazon that we got him for his birthday. So he was thrilled that he ended up getting like a really good deal on that. So there was definitely deals to be had, but I was a little disappointed that I didn't see any just like absolutely crazy, this is the best price I've ever seen it kind of things. That was really the only one that stood out to me of a $75 discount on a tech device like that is pretty significant.
There was one item that had a pretty good discount that I did not end up buying. And it's more that I didn't really have a use for it right now, but it's like one of those devices that I want to have.
What was that?
The sous vide cooker from Anova.
Oh, Andrew, I have been looking at that thing for 2 years now.
I have too. And it was a good deal at $65.
It really was.
I almost pulled the trigger on it, but
if anyone else out there has like kind of looked into these, the sous vide, I don't even know how to explain this. It's basically you have a pot of water, you put your food, like your meat, and you basically any kind of protein. I think you can do vegetables and stuff in it too.
You can cook anything in it.
Do rice and all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it'd be the best thing for rice.
But like you said, it's kind of an anything. You put whatever you want. You put it into bags. You submerge it in the water, and then this device clips onto the water. It has like a hot rod that goes down into the water, and you set the temperature. You set it to whatever you're cooking. And the one that was $65 was the Bluetooth model. They have a Bluetooth and a Wi-Fi model that's a little more expensive that you can control from outside your home if you needed to. But you turn this thing on and it sets the temperature to exactly what it's supposed to be. And it brings your food to like the scientifically proven, precise, absolute best tasting temperature. And apparently everything that comes out of it is just the greatest, most amazing thing that you're ever going to eat.
Yeah. Like one of the other podcasts I listen to, they talk about this thing a lot. And just those frozen burritos that you can get from the store. You just throw those in a bag and just put the frozen burritos in there. And it's the best thing. You can just, then when it's done cooking, you just take out your skillet, brown it up a little bit, and it's like perfect.
Oh my gosh. I never even would have thought to do something like that. That's hilarious.
Or like what you can do is package up some stuff. You don't even have to use like a vacuum sealer. You can just use a Ziploc bag and try to get as much air as you can out of it and just let that sit in there and create meals. And if you're just, it's like 6 o'clock. I need to eat dinner. I don't know what I'm going to eat. You just take a bag out of the freezer and just put it in there. Or actually, you would probably want to do that ahead of time because usually you can keep the stuff in the pot that it cooks in. You can cook like a steak or whatever for like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, it's more of a slow cooker process. It's not really, you don't put something in it and then 20 minutes later it's ready to eat. Generally, you have to set it and let it simmer, let it cook for an extended period of time like you would a slow cooker.
Yeah, but you could cook like a steak at like 150 degrees. I know the recommended temperature is like above that, but
nobody eats their snow. You got to eat your steak. Like, you got to be a little red in the middle.
The recommended temperature is 155, but you can put it at 150 and it's still going to be juicy and that like tender when it gets done because it's cooked so long at that lower temperature. It's still safe to eat because it's been at that temperature for a longer period. But when they say 155, that's the recommended, it needs to be at that temperature for like 20 seconds to kill everything.
Right.
But if it's at like 140, 150, it has to be at that temperature for a lot longer period to kill the bacteria in it.
Correct. And I can speak from previously working in the food safety industry that it's a little longer than 20 seconds to kill all the nasty bacteria and stuff. However, it is crucially important, and a lot of people do not give enough respect to how dangerous food can be if it's not cooked properly. So this is a very cool device for that. And as we go into our topic today of saving money, it to me seems like a good way that you could pre-plan meals, have them in the freezer, have them in the refrigerator ready to go, drop them into your I wanted to say Instapot, but that's not an Instapot, into your pot of water with the sous vide on it. And you could have, I believe you can even program it to turn on at a certain time during the day. I mean, obviously, if it's meat or something, it needs to be kept cool. But you could, you know, come home on your lunch break, take it out, set it to start, and go back to work. And when you come home, this thing's perfect. I don't think it actually, like, really boils the water. I think it keeps the water at a certain temperature.
Yeah, the whole point of sous vide is to have a lower temperature. Like, with the steak, you don't want to bring it up to 155 degrees. You want to cook, like, a steak or chicken at a lot lower temperature, but to fully cook it at, like, 140.
Yes, yes. So I do believe it's safe that you could set this and then leave the house and come back later and it's going to be ready to go. Your food's going to be cooked and delicious. I've never had anything that was cooked in one, but everything I've read and just reading through the comments, I want one of these really bad. So I was right there with you. I think that you and I were texting about it and I had no idea that this was something that was even on your radar. Like I said, I've looked at it for the last 2 years and just been like so close to pulling the trigger. And I probably should have done it at $65. The regular price on the Bluetooth one, I believe, is like $120 or $100.
I think it might be $150.
Oh, is it that big? Man.
They are up there.
Man, I know the Wi-Fi one is more, too. So I don't know which one is which at the regular price. But Yeah, that's probably one of my Amazon Prime Day regrets as well. So very cool idea. But, you know, again, it's a good idea for saving money in terms of pre-planning meals. And
yeah, but I think with a device like that, that also kind of gets you into the impulsivity of Prime Day,
which can be dangerous. I felt like we did pretty good this year in terms of not really getting anything that we didn't need. It sounds like you were in the same boat. You just kind of stuck to stuff that you were already planning on buying, and you know, you didn't end up, you know, with a whole bunch of boxes a couple of days later going, oh God, why did I order this?
Yeah, there was a one kind of impulse buy, but I can see me using it in the future. I tend to do some work around the house, and I bought a set of the Craig jig screws.
I think that's, yeah, I mean, that's practical though.
I don't have an immediate use for them, but I could see them coming in handy in the future.
And generally they tend to be a little more expensive than regular screws. So if they were a good price, then
yeah. Cause if you're going to use their system, you need to have like their proprietary screws so it'll work correctly or whatever.
Oh, there's that awful word, proprietary. So what kind of things do you use kind of on a daily basis, Andrew, or what kind of things do you recommend as far as saving money goes? And I do kind of throw this a little more towards you because I know that you are a much more frugal minded person. You are much more adamant about it than I would say that I am. Not that I'm not a frugal person. I feel like I am. But I know that you have a lot kind of more intricate systems in place for how you kind of manage your money and kind of manage your budget around the house.
Yeah. One of the things, like if you're going to buy on Amazon and when you have a big sale like Prime Day coming up, I tend to do a lot of research on the price and the price history of a product if I'm going to buy it. And I think a great online service for that is CamelCamelCamel.com.
You showed this to me just this year and I was completely floored by, I hate saying the name because it's so ridiculous to like get all out, CamelCamelCamel.com. And what you do with this is you go and you find your products that you're interested in on Amazon. You plug it into the website and it will give you a breakdown of the price history and tell you when was the last time that this product was on sale, what was the cheapest price that it's ever been. And then you can set up email alerts for items that you're interested in. And whenever that item gets below or near that price that you've set, it'll shoot you off an email and say, hey, this item that you've been looking at, it's on sale right now. This is the price that you wanted it for. Better go get it.
Yeah, there was a few things that I got using Camel, 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 and that was my smart light switches that I used to connect with my basement lights. I seen that they were like $20 off their normal price, and I'm like, okay, this is the cheapest they've ever been. I'm going to get them now.
I used it. The only time that I have several alerts set up for mine. The only time that I have used it was for Philips Hue bulbs. And I basically let those alerts run nonstop for me because the Hue bulbs tend to be pretty expensive. And every time that I've seen that they've come down to kind of where my sweet spot is, I've gone and ordered them. And that was how I was able to build out my collection of those to replace all the bulbs in our house. And that was a very indispensable tool for that because it was great to be able to know exactly the best price. I know that they've never been cheaper than this. And so you can look at it and say the chances that they're going to run a sale better than the price that they're at right now is very slim. You might as well go ahead and pull the trigger. And I will add that there is another service that I just started using recently that does a similar thing to what Camel 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 does, but it's a browser add-in for Google Chrome and it's called Honey. And I've seen this advertised quite a bit. I think that there is one for a Microsoft Edge browser as well, and probably one for Safari, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think I've tried this before, but it didn't really fit into my workflow for how I like to do things. So I'm like, okay. Like,
it took a little bit of getting used to. What it does is it adds a button beside any item that you look on Amazon. And when you press that button, it gives you a price analysis. It breaks down what was the last time it was on sale. It does the same thing that Camel 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 does. But the one feature that I like about it that kind of sets it apart is that it will look at any third-party sellers from Amazon and say, hey, here's a probably not eligible for Prime program for shipping person that's selling it. They have free shipping and it's $3 cheaper. Would you rather not get Prime shipping in 2 days and pay a little bit less to get it, you know, in normal, you know, 4 to 5 days? I like that it gives you that option, that it looks at those third party sellers that usually I would never even pay attention to if you want to save a little bit of money that way. And it will also, it will scan the internet and tell you if that same product is cheaper on a different website. That is maybe not through Amazon Prime, but, you know, if it can save you $10 or $15, especially on higher ticket items or electronics, it will scan the entire internet. It comes back and tells you, hey, this thing that you're interested in, we found it on this website over here. It's $15 cheaper, and it does factor in shipping, which I really like too. That there's, I think there are a few instances that I've seen where it wasn't able to kind of aggregate what the shipping cost would be from different websites, but when that's available, it does factor in the shipping cost of that product as well and gives you a real absolute total. Hey, you're not going to get Prime 2-day shipping with this, but you can save $15 on it. Would you rather go over here and purchase that item from this other website? And I think that's a cool tool to have because it gives you options.
Yeah. And when you have these tools to look at price history, I looked at that for a few things, like the tech things that I was kind of looking at. I was looking at a few more products from Wemo. I was looking at some Hue lights too as well. And when I looked at the price history, I noticed that they always dropped down at the end of November.
Last year. That makes sense for like Black Friday and kind of going into
and
Christmas.
And that was one of the better prices. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to pull the trigger now for Prime Day, but a good time to find a lot of these deals on these products is going to be again coming up on Black Friday.
And that is interesting because you will be able to point out those trends. You'll be able to see, you know, if you pay attention enough, and I'm sure it's pretty obvious when you look back through it to say, okay, well, for the last 2 years, Black Friday has been the day to get this. So chances are they're probably going to run the same sale. And I think that for a lot of technology stuff, they do tend to be the same sales repeated year after year on these things. And it becomes pretty consistent to expect that you're going to get that again. However, then you also face the prospect of having to, you know, be quick enough to get one as well. And that can be a problem online, especially nowadays with how many people are doing Black Friday and Cyber Monday online. It can be difficult to do that. So you do have to weigh, do I want to wait and take a chance of not getting it for cheaper, or do I want to just go ahead and pay $5 more and get it now and be guaranteed to have it?
Yeah. I mean, you can say that about some of the same deals for Prime Day. Like they were gone, and like as soon as they started up, they were gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't run into that. The trash can that we got, it was actually sold out and I got on the wait list. And about 25 minutes later, they had the pop up on my iPad that told me that I was eligible to get it from the wait list. And that's a cool feature. I really like that Amazon did add that in there. And they do that the same thing for Black Friday deals and for Cyber Monday deals too, that if something is a really good price and there's a limited quantity and it sells out, you can add your name to a wait list and then they will message you. And you get like, I think you get 3 or 4 minutes basically, that if you want it, you have to go put it in your cart. You got to check out really quick to get it. Else you lose the opportunity to get it at the lightning deal and it goes on to the next person. So those are two very cool extensions that we use. I personally, the next one that I wanted to kind of throw out there is a system called Ibotta. And I don't know if you've ever had any experience with this, but it does kind of go back to Amazon again, because it is eligible for Amazon purchases. And I completely forgot about using it this year. And I'm kind of kicking myself because I probably would have got a little bit of money back. What Ibotta does is they have partnerships with grocery stores, with retailers, and websites. You sign up for an account, you tell it where you're looking at shopping, and then they will tell you that after you print your receipt, after you check out, you scan your receipt or you scan in like your invoice from Amazon to prove that you purchased the items that were eligible or to prove that you made enough of a purchase to be eligible for the Ibotta rewards, and then they actually give you money back for shopping at different retailers. It's really interesting. Sometimes they have coupons on specific items and they tell you you have to purchase, you know, 3 tubes of toothpaste at Target or something. I mean, I don't know. They don't usually do the quantity thing, but they'll tell you, hey, if you go purchase this item at Target and then you scan in your receipt, we'll give you 75 cents back because you purchased that item at Target. It's a very cool program. It is a little cumbersome, but I think it's intentionally set up that way because they have to prove that you actually purchased the item. But we have gotten quite a bit of money back from that. My sister-in-law uses it religiously. And I want to say she's up to $400 or $500 over the last few months that she's gotten back, because she uses it at Kroger here in Ohio and Target and all those places. And she is incredibly diligent about doing it and scanning all of her receipts in. And that money adds up very quickly. It's a very practical way to do it.
I'm actually a little bit interested in this because my wife brought this up probably about a month ago that she started using this and I know nothing about it.
That's how it works. It's really cool. So you go, they, you know, you tell it where you're going, you pull up Target. I use that as an example because that's one of their bigger partners. You pull up the Target, like store on Ibotta, and they'll have certain items that are eligible for it. And it may even be if you spend $100, you get $5 back. And it's just cash. And then you have it wired back to your PayPal account, or you can have them cut you a check, which takes a little bit longer. If you have a PayPal account, just set it up that way. It's way simpler. And it's free money. It's ridiculous. It really, if you're a person that's super into couponing, then this is really a godsend because it's kind of like a super coupon because you're just getting straight cash back.
I'm going to say if you're into couponing, I'm pretty sure you already knew about this. And there's probably other services that you kind of stack everything up on.
Oh, yes. Now, years ago, my wife used to be really, really hardcore into couponing. And I was always blown away by the fact that she had this army of websites that would help break down, hey, okay, if you go to this store, you buy this item, you pair it with this coupon and then this other discount, and then you take the money back from the store that you got and you use it to purchase this thing, and then you're going to get this and this, and you stack all this stuff together.
You get a cart full of stuff and they end up handing you money back.
It's ridiculous. And I mean, we never got to that point. But I would used to give her crap about it because it takes a long time to actually plan all of this stuff out. And you have to have like a notebook for your coupons. And it's almost like a part-time job to do it the right way. So she would spend all this time doing it. I would kind of like tease her about it, give her a bunch of crap. And then we'd go to the store and our bill would ring up at, you know, for groceries, $270. And we walk out there paying $50. And I'm like, that's insanity to me. But it does take a lot of time to do it. So there are tools out there that make that a little bit easier. And Ibotta is a good example of that. There's websites like the Crazy Coupon Lady. There's another big one called, I'm blanking out. There's a bunch. If you search for like online coupons, you can find them all over the place. We just used one last night. We got Donato's for dinner and I found an online coupon just by searching for it. And one of the websites popped up and here's a coupon code that you use and plug it into the website and got like $5 off or something.
Yeah. I don't know if I've had too many like experiences when this has actually worked, but if there's a coupon field, whenever I'm buying anything online, I always search into Google, this website coupon code.
And usually you'll get three or four different websites that will pop up that aggregate all of that information.
Yeah. Retail Me Not.
That's the one I was trying to think of earlier. Retail Me Not. And I've rarely ran into situations where they advertise a coupon that doesn't work. Most of the websites will have like a thumbs up, thumbs down, you know, system that if it works, then you're supposed to go to say, hey, yeah, this is legit. So there's tons of resources out there, and use them when you're doing online shopping too. It's not just for groceries. They do this for electronics. They do this for normal stuff. Amazon even has a coupon box that I've never really paid attention to, but I've gone and searched for there too. And they'll have products that are specifically I don't know how to explain, they'll have like product or coupon codes available for certain products that you purchase on Amazon, and you come back and you plug that code in and there you go. And Amazon's also been doing recently like a coupon deal where they'll have a button that you press to save an extra 10% or save an extra $10 off of certain items as well.
One thing with Prime Day that came up at the end of my order, it said, if I check this box, that I get it in normal shipping time, which is like 5 to 7 days instead of their 2 to 3 days, I will get a $5 credit towards their Amazon Prime Now service.
Yeah. And that's super cool too.
We don't have Prime Now around here, but it's like, I don't need this product for like another like 3 or 4 weeks minimum. There's some Christmas gifts we're getting, so I don't need them till December. So I just selected like this slow shipping thing. And I think I got $10 in Amazon Prime Now credits.
And, you know, I don't see that being something that's really going to expire either. So eventually Amazon is very slowly marching towards world domination with each and every hour. So I imagine that Amazon Now will, you know, soon envelop our area as well and be an option.
Well, they're working their way up and I think they're on the fastest rise to become the first $1 trillion company.
Amazon is slowly enveloping us all. So yeah, you might as well, if they have a program in place that you can get money back or get that for Amazon Now, why not go ahead and get that and save it? Because eventually it's going to be in this area. You'll be able to use it.
And as we're talking about trying to save money, you can also use your money more wisely. And if you believe in some of these things, there's the Small Business Saturdays. Yes, you might have to pay some more money for smaller business, but I believe in the end, your money is going to a better purpose if you spend more on like one of your local small businesses.
I absolutely agree with you on that. It is very important to try to take that into consideration. And like you said, support small businesses, because at the end of the day, those are that money that you're spending with the small business, that money's staying in your community. And that is a very powerful and a very important thing. And we're always going to have small businesses, but they're not going to survive if people don't support them. So take that into consideration when you are doing some of these shopping. Not that it's always easy to find things that you need around, you know, locally, or to find like small independent operators to support when you're doing some of this shopping. But if it is out there, you know, take the time to drive to the store and check it out, because you might find that there's a really neat gem in your city that you've never got to experience before. And I think that is, you know, if you do end up spending a little bit of extra money, I think in the long run, you are saving yourself money too, because it's important to support those causes. So that, wow, we went on a tangent there. We got a little bit away from the original intention, but I think that trying to bring back a little bit to saving money, is there anything else that you use? What are some other, you know, programs, or is there any other services that you're really into right now as far as frugality goes?
Well, one thing, and I don't know if we have time to fully get into this, because this is a wide encompassing product, and it's for how you manage your money. And for this, everybody has their own system for how you manage your money, pay your bills. Do you keep track of it online? Do you just use your checkbook? But one thing that I like live by now is a YNAB. You need a budget.
Why? It's called Wine, W-I-N-E?
YNAB. YNAB. They used to have an app for it, but now everything's based online. It's an online web app, and it's just for managing your money. It's like a digital checkbook.
Now, is this one of the ones that I used to use a program called Mint years ago, but they dropped a bunch of features that they used to have, so I stopped using it.
Yeah, it's a lot more encompassing than YNAB. It's for you to build a budget on your money, and it has they have a system for it. They have like four different rules for how to manage your money. I think at a later point we should get into this, but I think it's a great system for how to take care of your money.
Now, is this one of the ones that you can like tie your checking account into it if you do online banking?
You can. There are some limitations. Like I'm a member of a local credit union, and our credit union does not automatically pull the transactions into it. But if you have a bigger bank, that shouldn't really be an issue.
So I mentioned the Mint app. That was kind of how I used to do this years ago. And we switched to using PNC a few years. A few years ago, we switched to using PNC, and they have a program called Virtual Wallet. And it sounds like it kind of does
similarities, yeah, to that.
So it's the same thing. You can set up budgets. You can set up, you know, different accounts and have like a digital save, like a digital piggy bank that you add money to if there's like one item that you're working on saving up for. So there's what I have through our bank, but if your bank does not offer you like a really good fleshed out system for managing your money, then definitely look into this one. I'll tell you again, one app.
YNAB.
You need a budget. Okay. So then I assume those are available. You said there's no apps anymore. It's just digital or just online?
Yeah, just an online web app. You log into any like Chrome, Safari, whatever, and you'd be able to manage it all from there.
Interesting. Okay. Very cool. I don't have any other like kind of big ones that I do. I know that I've dabbled in different services so many times throughout the years. And
I know for me, one of the things that I used to use forever ago was Microsoft Money.
And oh, that's going real deep.
And they discontinued that, I want to say, in 06, 07. And they created a version of that app that was just to sit there. And they still supported the app. Well, they didn't support the app, but they still had it out there. And I used that for many years after they discontinued it.
Didn't they get – I think they got bought out by Quicken or something.
They did not get bought out by Quicken. Mint got bought out by Quicken. And they're part of Intuit now.
Interesting. Okay. I didn't realize that.
But I was using Microsoft Money many years after it was discontinued, and I was on the search for a program for how to manage my money, because that's a personal thing. You kind of want to do it your own way. And I tried 7 or 8 different services, and they didn't really fit into my workflow for how I like to manage my money.
And I will say that you have a pretty thorough process for how you do your budget and everything.
It is slacked off a little bit, but I do keep track of like all my transactions in here, and I just want to know where my money's going, because if you don't know where your money's going, you can't make any changes without tracking it.
And that's very true. And I'm a huge nerd for data and spreadsheets. So I like the option that of these programs give you to export to spreadsheets. And there's something very cathartic to me about getting to see a pretty spreadsheet that has lines and data and information. I absolutely love that kind of stuff. So any program that can give me a good spreadsheet with all of my information, especially when it comes to something like your budget and your money usage. And I think that that's a valuable tool. And like you said, there's no way to make a change if you don't know where the problem is to begin with. So you have to be able to pinpoint what's going wrong in order to solve it.
Yeah. And on a side note, I know we all, like, in our day-to-day lives, especially with me with having four kids, we get into kind of a rut where you just go out, eat out.
Oh, yeah.
That's where a majority of your money is. I'm going to just throw that out there right now. Like, we've might have spent like $250 on Amazon Prime Day, but we could spend $250 to $300 or more eating out every month.
And you wouldn't even realize it, to be honest. It just is, it becomes one of those, I don't know, like a ghost thing that you don't realize how much money you're spending because it adds up so quickly. And they're small purchases generally.
Yeah. And if you are in part of that mindset where like, I don't feel like making dinner, let's just order something, that stuff adds up. And you don't understand how quickly it adds up.
I absolutely agree with you. And my wife and I kind of got in that habit where we were eating out quite a bit. And we've dialed that back significantly within the last month. And we have a strict rule now that we both work at the same place. So we only go out to eat for lunch once a week on Friday. We'll go out to lunch together. And if we were going to do dinner out, if we were going to get something to order out, we would either do it Friday night or Saturday night is like our one dinner that we would get out during the week. So where we were doing it multiple times during the week for lunch and multiple times for dinner, we've cut that back significantly to where we're only doing one lunch date a week and one dinner date that we're eating out. And then, you know, just using what we have at home, because we ran into two where we were buying groceries and then a lot of stuff never got used in time and we would end up throwing it away. And that's like the worst feeling in the world, to end up having to throw food away that you paid money for because you went and spent more money on, you know, essentially the same thing that you could have made at home. But you decided that you would rather, you know, save 30 minutes and go and get it from a restaurant or something as opposed to just taking the time to make it at home. So I think that's very valuable, and you will be amazed by how much money you save. Because I know that with us paying attention to that, when I logged into my bank account here within the last day or two, I was like, oh, we have way more money than I thought that we were going to have by this time. Now that all of our bills are paid and everything, I said, oh, it's definitely adding up. I can see where that the advantage to that is. And, you know, you think about how much money you spend on those kind of things. It gets scary, I think, if you're not paying attention to it. When you actually sit down to put it together, it can definitely get kind of, I don't know, I'll stick with scary. It can get scary when you realize how much money you spend on that stuff without realizing it.
Yeah, and I know using the YNAB program, it helped us make a good decision just because we knew where our money was at, for my wife to stay home from work and to take care of the kids.
Absolutely.
Because we went back and forth on that many times, but we, like, you know what? Everything's adding up and we know where our money's at. So let's just make this. We felt a lot more comfortable where we were at just because we knew what the long-term picture from the past and what it looks like going forward is.
So any other thoughts, anything else that you want to include as we're wrapping up here?
I think that's it for this week. We added a lot of extra things from where I think we planned on going with this.
We'll definitely come back to this topic, I think, because there's so much out there to talk about. And we would love to hear from you guys. If you have suggestions of cool services or cool apps that you're using to save money in novel ways that we might not be aware of, let us know on our Facebook page at facebook.com/datio podcast or on Twitter. Andrew, what's our Twitter page or handle? Twitter handle. My brain is just not working today.
I think we're both out there at the same point. Twitter, datio podcast.
My personal Twitter handle is at datio_Ryan. Yours is at Andrew Snedeker. We are also available on our website at www.datiopodcast.com. And last note, the dad phone. We've been talking about this for like our last 15 episodes. We really want to actually do it. We've got several calls now that we can reference to. Don't be afraid to reach out to us. You can find the datio the dad phone number on our Facebook page. When you go, there's a button that takes you right to it, so you can dial it and leave us a message with a question or a thought or a suggestion. Or if you just want to call and say, hey, you guys are awesome, we'll take that too.
And you will probably end up on one of our next episodes.
Absolutely. So we want to say thank you to all of our fans, everybody that is interacting with us. And if you're not, please be sure to reach out to us. We love to hear from you. So for this week, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Andrew.
Have a lovely weekend.